CQ, CQ, calling CQ. W1WCR, W1 Washington, Canada Radio, calling a CQ and listening on frequency. Yes, hi, Rich. How are you? Oh, so-so. Still very weak. But I see slight improvements recently, and maybe if I continue onward like this, I'll be more nearly normal.
Benson Foundation, and I have been a member since 1983. So I take all kinds of supplements, and I try all the new ones that are coming out. And of course, the big turn in life extension now is age reversal. And there are all kinds of charlatans trying to copy that. And I get a lot of stuff in the email now from companies that will give you all kinds of immortality pills and pills that will cure almost anything. But it's a melange of new technology, and you got to be very careful these days as to what you accept and what you don't. But anyway, the Life Extension Foundation has now clinically proven age reversal in laboratory animals. And the interesting part is that their therapies apply to almost all species. Stuff that they're using to run tests like that apparently has commonality with almost all forms of animal life. So that's advancing very rapidly. And for me, it's not advancing rapidly enough. I'd like to see it plunge ahead a lot faster. But anyway, the foundation is running a huge array of age reversal testing, and the method that they're using is they give you a blood test, a blood workup, and the blood test contains all the markers for aging that you would normally expect. And then you take that same test 6 months from now to see whether the markers have improved. And if you've been taking some of the new supplements, maybe your blood work will look a lot better than it did last time, or maybe only slightly better. But the point is that by periodically measuring the age-related markers, like blood pressure and heart condition and condition of the lungs, etc., you can zero in on the stuff that works and the stuff that doesn't work. So and this test, it's going to be a constant test. There will be no end to the testing. People will sign on with their latest blood test, and then from then on, every 6 months, you get another blood test, and you compare your previous score with what you have today. And of course, eventually we'll weed out all the stuff that doesn't work and weed in the stuff that does work. Anyway, that's the protocol of William Balloon at the Life Extension Foundation. Anyway, back to you, Rich. KB2DMD, this is W1WCR.
the operation was about, and he said, yeah, he said, I see on the DX side there, there's a few spots for them on here. And he said, yeah, I saw one guy worked them on 7144. And he said, I'm going to go up there and give him a try. And after 10 p.m., you know, I wanted to say, you know, next this population, you know, at this time of evening is probably great between, you know, and the Northeast, you know. And I also wanted to tell him that, well, you know, you can't just, you know, put your transmitter on 7144 when the last guy worked them, because that VPH station is most likely tuning up and down that 20 KC wide swap. You're looking for, you know, stations that stand out in the clear. And I wanted to tell them, I wanted to tell them a lot of things, Vic, but, you know, youth, they seldom listen to wisdom, and off he went. And, but in this case, it was kind of serendipitous that he didn't listen to him. He came back in 5 minutes. He said, well, Rich, I gave them a call, and I worked them. I said, well, what are you talking about? He said, I put my transmission VFO on 7144 like the guy on the spot said he did, and he said they were very weak, but they called, and I worked them. And I said, you guy, get out of town. So I said, wait a minute, I'll be back. I went up there, and I brought up 7090, the VPH station was very, very weak. But I said, you know what? I said, just relax. I tuned up that 140-foot doubler of mine. That would give me two half waves in phase, pretty much on a heading right for Southwest Island. Excuse me. And I hit the split function of the transceiver, and I called, and I worked.
Yes, it is. And with these digital radios that are available online now, you can check your signal in various places. Like if I wanted to hear my signal in Europe, I'd just select a digital radio in Europe. And I know I come in various countries in Europe, like Switzerland and Netherlands and Germany and so forth. And it's possible to carry your signal, and you don't get any fake signal reports that way.
Yeah, you can be your own beacon, as it were. Your own propagation beacon. And a lot of guys are doing that. I don't have internet here, so that's not available to me, but I hear a lot of the other guys doing that. That's a lot of fun. Bloody Sunday eulogy, and
to pop in for that, and the black people in this church, I mean, just shouted him down, and then quite a few of them got up and they turned their backs to him. He didn't get a real warm reception in Selma, Vic, over.
Yeah, it's, the guy really is amazing. I think what's happened to him, he's piled up his $60 billion or whatever, but he's found out that he's growing old and he can't take it with him. So, and you get, what could you possibly use $60 billion for? Anyway, you could buy expensive automobiles, but they're not, they're usually under $100K or so. So he's got nothing else he can do with the money, so he's decided to become president of the United States. And the funny thing is, this guy has already spent hundreds of millions of dollars on advertising, and he hasn't won a single delegate. So this is really an amazing operation. And I'm reading in today's news that he's planning to spend another $1 billion on his campaign. And I think most of it is going to be for the special wave of elections coming up shortly. So this guy holds no bar on spending. He can outspend everybody else combined, probably. And, of course, the question is going to be whether he can really do anything with most of these voters. But I, and then, being a Democrat, he's got to do something for the black voters. Well, what the hell do you have? You give the black voters so they'll vote for you. It's a ticklish question. Joe Biden apparently must know because he won the election in South Carolina. But whether he's going to win elsewhere, still up in the air. But Bloomberg, the massive spending, hundreds of millions of dollars. The TV stations love to see him come to town and fork over vast amounts of unlimited money for advertising. Just unlimited. Go for broke. It's unlimited, folks. It's Bloomberg. And he's got sort of a stiff attitude toward him. I don't see how the heck he would win any kind of an election. But, I guess beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. And I don't see any of it in Bloomberg. Anyway, back to you, KB2DMD from W1WCR.
W1WCR, this is KB2DMD returning. Very good, Vic. And yeah, just booming in. Hope you're hearing me okay. And yeah, well, you may have answered a question because there just didn't seem to be any explanation for why somebody who's very obviously unelectable would spend money like that. But I think you've nailed it. He's come to the point where he's had to make peace with the fact you can't take it with you. And he's got plenty. Heidi just chimed in. He's spent $500 million so far. So, I guess what he's doing, it's just like spite work, the way he's spending the money, Vic. You know, anything to destroy America further, anything to try to be a thorn in the president's side, and aside from that, it doesn't really care if he makes any friends politically. Doesn't really care if the money he spends advances his chances at being president. In fact, like I said, I think he's pretty much made peace with the fact that he's not going to be president. He just keeps spending. And there's been all sorts of theories, deep thinking strategies. What he hopes to accomplish. Maybe Hillary steps in at the end. Maybe this. Maybe that. But it very well may be, as you say, it's just spending for the sake of doing it, and to advance, this agenda he has, which seems to be to destroy American principles, destroy a duly elected American president, monkey wrench the system wherever possible, sort of like a spoiled rich kid that feels spurned, and he's just going to do whatever he can to trash all the other kids' toys in the sandbox. he's a real piece of work, but he's not made any friends. He seems incapable of making any friends, and his demeanor when he's in public is that of a pocket edition Mussolini. He really doesn't care. He's a little tyrant, and of course that doesn't really wash with anyone. On the left, it continues to be a clown show, as Alex Jones called it. It really is. They move from one failure to the next. But then, as I tell guys, the re-election of the president isn't quite a foregone conclusion, Vic. There are a few states, Pennsylvania being one of them, that we're really going to have to keep our eye on and make sure people get out and vote to re-elect the president, simply because, here, for instance, I see a lot of cars on the road now with New York and New Jersey license plates. They're obviously fleeing the hellhole that their leftist politics have turned those states into for the lower taxes and the relative independence that a place like Pennsylvania offers. The problem with that is what we've seen in many other areas of the country, where they flock in. And Al Parker described this once very succinctly. They flock in, and they soon become bored with the clean living and the lower taxes and the relative independence from government, and start voting for leftists on the school board and leftists in city council, and before long take a perfectly good red state and turn it bright blue. And I hope that's not what's happening here. Heidi and I moved to this part of the country because we liked it here. We liked the people, we liked the agricultural lifestyle, we liked the independence. Certainly, we liked the lower taxes, but we liked the way people lived around here. We didn't move here to change it. I was just talking to the two brothers that run the car and truck garage up the way here, and they said they have a lot of the people in this area have some sort of a chat board or something on the internet where they just communicate amongst neighbors. In other words, one of our pigs got out under the fence. If you see him, keep your eye open, and we'll come over and get him, that kind of thing. Mrs. So-and-so's cow isn't feeling well. Somebody come over and help. That kind of thing. And now they're seeing posts, he said, on this little community bulletin board that says, what is that awful smell? Well, the awful smell might be a freshly manured field or, you know, some byproducts from, pigs or cows or chickens. You know, in other words, the kind of smells that you're supposed to smell when you move to an area like this. But some city slicker has already found their little community bulletin board, and they're on there complaining about it. And, you know, we've all seen this before, that somebody builds a townhouse behind the backstop for a shooting range that's been there 150 years, and next thing you know, the shooting range has to close down because this fellow decided to build a McMansion behind the backstop. So, you know, I'm hoping it's not going to go that way. Only time will tell, but there's enough of that going on where I think, you know, while these, you know, a lot of this crackpot stuff on the left doesn't resonate with most Americans. Far from it, in fact. It does resonate with some, and if they're, you know, strategically enough placed, they can influence the outcome of an election. So, you know, naturally, you know, we're praying for the president, but beside that, you know, we also need to, you know, to make sure that some of these states that were a narrow victory for Trump in the last election are a solid victory for him this time around. I just think it's, you know, it's just a little bit myopic for people to say, oh, Trump's a shoe-in. Look at all these crazies on the left. Well, they might be crazy, Vic, and they might have some crackpot ideas, but there's always a chance, and especially when you consider a lot of the chicanery and electioneering and dead people on the election roster and block box voting and a lot of the other tricks that the left employs, I'd say that this election is far too important for people to stay home and think it's in the bag. No, not only do they have to go out and vote, they have to go out and be poll watchers. They have to go out and get out the vote. I'd say they have to work just as hard for President Trump in 2020 as they worked in the past. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, actually, another aspect of Bloomberg that probably drives him pretty hard is the guy is almost insanely anti-Trump. I mean, this guy will do anything to destroy Trump. And he's, like you say, he's already spent $500 million on the advertising, and it gives him a reason to spend enormous amounts of money on anti-Trump advertising. If I tried to spend large amounts of money like that on advertising, I think I would run up against the donation limits for political activity. But because Bloomberg is himself a candidate running for office, he can spend unlimited amounts of money on unlimited amounts of propaganda. And that's one of the main things that he's doing right now. But there's another aspect to it also, and that is the instability of Bernie. The guy just had a heart attack, for crying out loud. This guy could drop dead any time. And when that happens, the leading Democrat candidate will be out of the picture. And, of course, Bloomberg would love that because it would leave a vacuum into which he could rush. He could just fill that vacuum. vacuum very nicely with and pad it with dollar bills or whatever. So I think the guy is driven by sort of like a multiplicity of things. One is his own mortality, the other is he's absolutely viciously anti-Trump, and this gives him an open checkbook as far as placing anti-Trump ads all over the place. And of course, then there's the aspect of Bernie's heart attack. I think one of the other candidates has a heart problem too, but it's, I forget the name of the other candidate, but that other candidate was never a front runner. So that's quite a guy. I mean, $60 billion, and he's horrendously anti-Trump. And even the Democrats hate him. I mean, this is so bizarre that it beggars the imagination. KB2DMD from W1WCR.
W1WCR, KB2DMD returning. It really does, Vic. Everybody's questioning his motives, his sanity. But of course, we're questioning everybody's sanity on the left when they get up on that stage. Oh, Heidi showed me a video today that someone had really done a splendid job of doctoring it up. It shows a bunch of it's an older film of these Soviet soldiers on stage doing that really elaborate Russian dancing, in their military uniforms like we saw at the end of World War II. And they did on two of the dancers, they did a fantastic job of superimposing Elizabeth Warren's head on one Russian soldier and Bernie Sanders' head on another. And they come out and they do that thing where they cross their arms in front of them and squat real low and kick their feet out. And they changed the music to the Beatles, Back in the USSR. And it really fits well. Oh, I laughed and laughed. But, what's maybe not even funny, Vic, but sad, is how close that video, as bizarre and raucous as it is, just so apropos, so close to reality. It's borderline mad. No, it's not borderline madness. It is madness what's going on with these Democrat contenders. I've never seen anything like it. And of course, you can just go on and on. It's pretty bad when Hillary Clinton starts to look like, the sanest one in the bunch, and she's far from it. Joe Biden today, Heidi told me, after he won South Carolina, actually launched into a phony Southern accent for them, much like Hillary Clinton did when she was stumping in West Virginia, I think it was. I ain't no ways tired. I've come too far. I mean, what an insult to the people in the audience that you would try to do a poor imitation of their regional accent. Vic, the thing is, with a lot of these lefties, they're trying to get you to believe that they're a man of the people. Like Bill Clinton said, "I feel your pain." Bill Clinton never felt any pain in his life. He had a silver spoon in his mouth from the get-go, and so have all these lefty Democrats. They're all from boarding and finishing schools and on to Ivy League universities. They all come from very wealthy families. They ask any of them on stage what a gallon of gas costs. They couldn't tell you. They don't know. They live outside of that realm, Vic. They have no clue what the average guy goes through. Among them, there's congressmen and senators. They don't know what the average guy has to shell out for health insurance because they're on the King George plan that the U.S. taxpayer provides.
Viagra, and I don't know what else he's promising them, but
You know, and they say, yes, that sounds wonderful, Bernie, because I don't want to work. It's just been so good in Mom and Dad's basement with my video games and free pizza, and I don't want to ever see this lifestyle of mine end. And he promises them, he says, well, if you vote for me, it won't have to end. But, you know, he's not telling them where are these trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars are going to come from. He's just led them to believe that the U.S. taxpayer has, you know, infinitely deep pockets, and, you know, if need be, he'll send the military out to turn us upside down and shake the last coins out of our pockets to feed these poor things that are starving in their parents' basement, and pay the electricity for the video games and pay off their student loans. And I mean, it's just the biggest bunch of crackpotted crap. And, you know, they buy into it because they're not looking far enough into the promise to see that it's totally unworkable. It just sounds so good on its face. We're gonna vote for this. So it really is the party of the stupid, Vic. W1WCR. This is KB2DMD.
Yes, well, I think it's a type of salesmanship that relies on the culpability of people that have a room temperature IQ. They can't sort it out, and they listen to all this hogwash, and they actually believe it. And so they'll vote for someone that belches this stuff day and night. It's really really a problem of human nature, I guess. But where it's headed is hard to say, and we'll certainly find out this November which way it's headed. And I think it's going to depend partially on the way the virus turns out. This virus is the is being played up as though it were the biggest black swan event in all history, and I don't quite believe that. I'd like to see the quantities of people that were involved in other epidemics that were similar. And I've lived through a lot of these epidemics already, and it looks pretty bad at first, and in some cases millions of people die, and no one seems to care about that very much. It's like, oh well, they're all dead, but the epidemic is over. And of course, once the epidemic is over, then the stock market zooms again, because the epidemic usually wipes out people that lend money, and if the money lenders die out, then I think some of the people that owe them money will not have to pay back as much. But it's weird. And everything they are doing right now is anti-Trump. If Trump wants to take certain countermeasures against the virus, they'll take the opposite view. He shouldn't do that. He's making mistakes. He's confused. He's this, he's that. He's something else. But if the virus finally dies out, if the virus peaks, has shown that the virus is peaking, then I think this whole hoax is going to suddenly disappear, and you won't even hear it mentioned.
mentioned anymore. But I don't know how long it's going to take to get to that point. United States hasn't suffered much from this virus as yet. Not enough people have been struck by the virus here in the United States as yet, and it may turn out that not many will be, because they're now taking plenty of countermeasures. Also, I heard one report from Israel where they claim that they've developed a virus that an injection that would kill the infection, and it would be ready within a few months. So if that's true, if they really have a good vaccine, that could turn this whole virus hoax upside down. And in that case, you would see tremendous rises in the stock market. It's almost it's almost hard to imagine what a turnaround would do to the stock market. Probably it would blow right through the ceiling. You know, the history of these epidemics has been such that when the epidemic finally terminates, the stock market has a tremendous increase in value, and the world looks a lot different post-virus rather than per-virus. Anyway, back to you, Kate. B2DFD from W1WCR.
W1WCR, this is KB2DMD returning. Very good, Vic. Like usual, there's a lot of misinformation with this virus. But yeah, you're absolutely correct. We've been through this kind of thing before. Sometimes it's 1918 bad, and sometimes it's predicted to be 1918 bad, and it's not even close. And sometimes the things that we do to combat it are so ill-advised, you wind up with a swine flu inoculation or something like that. And the prevention is, or the cure rather, is far worse than the disease. So, really take some sleuthing and a lot of filtering of what's being reported to even come up with some accurate information on this. And of course, you know, anything, whether it's a virus, I don't care what it is, the left is going to turn against President Trump. In fact, I heard one, I think it was that Steyer who recently dropped out. They asked him point blank what his assessment of the coronavirus was, and he never answered the question thing. He just tried to do an attack on the president. And by saying, the president is obviously incompetent because he's not done anything. He hasn't taken any steps at all. And, which is ludicrous. This man, while under fire for the past almost 4 years now, has done incredible things. Daunted by the slings and arrows they've thrown at him, he just forges ahead. And they mentioned the names of two companies, and one was a little closer to New York City than the other, so we called them and said, we have this skating rink over in Thank you.
Really, what else?
again. We're trying to do everything we can to recover. My big problem is regaining strength. That's my big problem. And one of the, wait a minute, what's happening here? Looks like I lost power. I guess not. One of the big problems as you grow old is that your muscles waste away. And since I'm 91 years old, I have a lot of muscle deterioration to contend with. And one of the areas where age reversal is not doing an especially good job, it's in restoring muscle power and restoring the musculature of aged people. So that area of science needs a lot of research, and I'm not sure whether I'll survive until it gets here, but we're surely going to try. And I must say that the internet has been a godsend, better than any doctor that I've ever had. More information, more detailed information. And if you want to look up any medicine that they're trying to shove down your throat, that's the place to go to research the daylights out of it and find out what the real side effects are, what the cure rate is, and how effective it is, etc., etc. So anyway, that's the direction we're headed. I devote a large fraction of my time toward care, because I have so many things wrong with me because of my age. But there are signs of progress. One of the biggest and most brilliant signs of progress is the replacement of the eye lenses. When I had my eye lenses replaced, that was a really delightful experience, I must say. The operation is very short. Success rate is like 99%. And the results are spectacular. So if you have a problem with your with a cataract or anything like that. I never had a cataract. I had diplopia. Monocular diplopia is what it was called. A tricky name, and all it means is that each eye separately had a slight double image. Yeah, the images were separated by only a small space, so that I could still read pages on the internet or in books or newspapers and so forth. And both of my double images were in good focus, so all the lines in the newspaper appeared twice. Anyway, that's all over with, because the new lenses completely obliviate that kind of problem. Not to mention in other people it would be the cataract. But my operation was described as a cataract operation. And I think what they meant was I was operated on as though I had cataract, but it got rid of the diplopia, and it's one of the big pluses in this whole thing. Another big plus is in the replacement of teeth. Tooth implants are extremely successful also. So there's lots of
success out there. I think Life Extension Foundation, with its age reversal supplements, is also going to pan out pretty well. Good night for now. We'll see you later on, and hopefully conditions will remain as good as they are right now. KB2DMD from W1WCR. I heard the other guys on frequency, but it takes me a long time to get down here. I've got to put my clothes on. I've got to stagger down the stairs somehow with a walking cane, and so it takes me a long time to move around. I'm slowed way down because of my loss of strength, but hopefully that will change. And we'll get back to normal. That's what I'm hoping for. All I want is to get back to normal. I'm not trying to leap over tall buildings in a single bound or trying to flap my arms so that I can fly or anything of that sort. All I want to do is be normal. Anyway, bye-bye for now. W1WCR saying so long.
Morning.